AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama says he and Cuban leader Raul Castro have agreed to work toward a peaceful and constructive relationship.
We agreed that we can continue to take steps forward that advance our mutual interests. We'll continue to work toward reestablishing diplomatic relations, reopening embassies in Havana and Washington, and encouraging greater contacts and commerce and exchanges between our citizens.
Obama is heading home after attending the Summit of the Americas in Panama, where he and Castro met today on the sidelines of the conference. At a news conference at the close of the event, he talked about Iran, saying he's listening to the experts who say a nuclear deal with Tehran is the safest way to curb its weapons potential.
If we are able to obtain a final deal that comports with the political agreement, and I say if because that's not yet final, then I'm absolutely positive that that is the best way to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
Residents of Fairdale, Illinois, have been allowed back to their homes to assess tornado damage. Al Zamudo says it was important for him to return to save what he could.
I want to get over there and board some of my windows up. Tomorrow it's going to rain.
8 tornadoes roared across northern and central Illinois on Thursday. A bird flu outbreak has spread to 3 more Midwestern turkey farms, bringing the number of farms infected to 23 and also raising the death toll to more than 1.2 million birds killed by the disease or by authorities scrambling to contain it. The Agriculture Department says the H5N2 strain of avian influenza was found among 38,000 birds at a commercial farm in one county in west central Minnesota. It's the third confirmed outbreak there, the top turkey-producing county and the top turkey-producing state. This is AP Radio News. A new app aims to solve an age-old parenting problem.
If you've had small children, you've had the school artwork problem. Can you throw it out without being the worst parent ever? Can you keep it all without being buried in it?
Keepy is an app for parents to save their kids' artwork, schoolwork, and mementos in a private way.
Ophir Gudelson's solution is an app called Keepy. Take a photo, keep it separate from the rest of your photos, and give the grandparents a chance to gush over it in private comments.
So it can stay forever. So it's actually saving it on Keepy, becoming even more emotional than keeping the paper.
Gudelson showed off Keepy at a tech show. It's free. An unlimited version costs $30 a year. Warren Levinson, New York.
Entrepreneur and philanthropist Robert Kirkland has died. Kirkland built a national chain of home decor stores and donated $100 million to found the Discovery Park of America Education Center and tourist attraction in Tennessee. His son says Kirkland died today at age 77. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.